Well, it's very good to be with you this morning. And just to introduce our team, there's Robin Malherbe from Tana City Church. I've asked him to set up a camera and do some recording this morning. And then there's George Abers. And he is the lead pastor at Highway Church in South Africa. And George actually used to be on the same eldership team that I was on when I was in Pretoria in South Africa. So we're not just working together, we are friends. And George has brought along with him two guys from his church. Bram and Vaughn. And that's the team. Right, this next 3 days today and the next 2 days, we are going to be doing a series, a short series on the cross. And you may think you know about salvation, but we really want to teach in detail about what took place at the cross. We want to be able to consider the work of the cross. And I believe as we look at this theme, God's going to speak to our hearts. And He will deepen our understanding of the wonderful work that took place. You see, when the gospel comes to us, we often get told that we must just accept Jesus as Lord and He forgives our sins. And we will go to heaven, we won't go to hell. And that's all true. It's very good news. But there was much more to the work of the cross. In fact, what God's doing, and He's still busy doing it, is He is actually reconciling all things back to Himself. But for us to understand the cross, we need to have a look at the big picture. And that's what I want to do in this first session. In this first session, I want us to look at the whole story of history. You see, what we have to understand is what brought us to this place. And where is the story going to end? And it's God's story. And our lives just fit into a small part of this grand story. And we need to understand Christ's role in the story. Because He is really the hero of the story. It's about Him. And honoring Christ, putting Christ in the center of the story, means also honoring the message that He brought. which is the gospel. But to do justice to the gospel, we must understand the gospel better.
So
I want us to look at an opening scripture, Matthew
28.
In verse 18 to
20,
it's the well-known time where Jesus commissioned his disciples.
You
can read it.
Tolpianatra, mfilinena rehetra, manao batisa azy amin'ny anaran-dray sy ny zanakary ny fanamasina, sady mampianatra azy hitandrina izay rehetra nandidiko anareo, ary indro izao momba anareo mandrakariva ambara-patonga ny fataperan' izao tontolo izao.
So Jesus commissions his disciples to carry on the work. And the work is making disciples. Disciples of Jesus. And he says that the disciples must baptize people. And also teach them to observe everything Jesus commanded. The discipling process is theological. We need to teach people what Jesus commanded. And now Jesus, what he commanded was very simple. He said, love one another. Said, by this all men will know you are my disciples if you love one another. And so Jesus came and he demonstrated a life of love. And he expected people to learn to walk in that kind of life. Empowered by the Holy Spirit. But Jesus wants us to do something. You see, it's not good enough that at Easter you just celebrate your salvation. But you ask yourself this question. How well do I understand what Jesus asked? And am I doing it? Am I teaching others to follow after Jesus? Consider this in 2 Timothy chapter
3. Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 to 17. Izay soratra rehetra nomeny tsindrimandrin'Andriamanitra dia mahasoa koa ho fampianarana, ho fandresen-dahatra, ho fanitsiana izay diso, ho fitaizana amin'ny fahamarinana, mba ho tanteraka ny olon'Andriamanitra ho vonona tsara ho amin'ny asa tsara rehetra.
Paul says to Timothy, continue in what you have learned. What you've become convinced of. There should be some things that we are sure of. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I'm convinced. I can teach other people that of which I am convinced myself. But then Paul goes on to say, all scripture is God-breathed.
Dia bolan tu Paul nana we ni surata masna reetra dia tindrimandrina andriamanitra.
And it's useful for teaching.
Ary lana ho amin'ny fampianarana.
Now interestingly, Paul was referring to the Old Testament.
Ary tena mahaliana we eto Paul dia mijery ny tany amin'ny testamenta taloha.
Because the New Testament wasn't even yet gathered together.
Satria mbola tsy voatambatra, voatambatra ho iray ny testamenta vaovao tamin'izany.
It wasn't written yet.
Mbola tsy voasoratra fotsiny, mbola tsy voasoratra akoriny.
And yet Paul says all scripture is God-breathed and useful.
Dia nefa nosy izy Paul hoe ny soratra masina rehetra dia avy amin'ny tsindrimandrin'Andriamanitra ary ilaina daholo, mahasoa daholo.
Now it's amazing.
Ary tena mahagaga.
Because here's the guy Paul, he's busy writing letters to the churches and letters to leaders. He's an apostle.
He's the apostle.
He's met with Jesus on the road to Damascus. He saw all the problems with the Jewish religion because he came out of the Jewish religion. He understood the law and he understood the gospel. But he didn't throw away the Old Testament. He didn't say, go and burn the Old Testament, we only want the new. Instead, he said, all scripture is God breathed. Paul understood something. If you want to understand the gospel, you have to understand the whole story. You need to know what the Old Testament is about. And you need to know something of the history of human beings. And so Paul had a whole Bible theology. He would teach people who God is from all of the scriptures. Look at Acts chapter 20. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 26. And verse 27.
Koa manambara aminareo ao anio fa afaka amin'ranareo rehetra aho fa tsy nafeniko anareo fa notoriko taminareo avokoa ny saina rehetra natolotra Andriamanitra.
Paul says, I taught you everything I knew about God. I didn't hold back. I taught you the whole counsel of God. Now Paul is a man who was well schooled in the Old Testament. And he said to the people, I wanted you to understand who God is. And so I taught you all the wisdom I could. The point Paul understood is this. The Bible as we have it is made up of many different books. 66 books. 39 of them are the Old Testament. I think. And the rest, the New Testament.
Another 27.
66 books in total. But you know what's amazing? This book. Maybe 40 different authors. But all of those men who wrote, inspired by one God. In other words, it's actually one story. All of Scripture works together to tell one and the same story.
Ary mitantara tantara mitovy anankiray ihany.
And that story is of God redeeming man.
Dia izay tantara izay dia ilay hoe Andriamanitra manangana indray ny olombelona.
And not just man.
Ary tsy ny olombelona rery ihany.
But everything.
Fa ny zavatra rehetra.
Everything.
Ny zavatra rehetra.
And in order to understand that,
ary mba azahoana an'izay zavatra izay,
you start to understand the importance of the cross.
Dia manomboka mahazo ianao voalohany indrindra ny mahazava-dehibe ny hazo fijaliana.
Because the cross wasn't just to get you into heaven.
Satria ny hazo fijaliana dia tsy ilay hoe lalana hakany amin'ny lanitra fotsiny.
The cross was to make right what had been made wrong.
Fa ilay ny hazo fijaliana dia manamboatra ny zavatra tsy mety ho ety.
And so whatever Jesus did at the cross,
ka ninninona zavatra nataon'i Jesosy teo amin'ny hazo fijaliana,
was sufficient.
Dia ampy.
But we haven't yet seen the end.
Fa mbola tsy hitantsika nefa ny tena farany.
It's done.
Efa vita ilay izy.
It's certain.
Ary tena azo antoka.
But it's not the outworking of it is still coming.
Fa ny tena faran'ilay izy, fiafaran'ilay izy mbola ho avy.
So when we look at the Bible,
ka rehefa mijery ny Baiboly tsika,
from beginning to end,
manomboka amin'ny voalohany ka hatramin'ny farany,
you get the big story.
Dia hitanao ilay tantara ngeza be.
And it can be summed up in four terms, four words.
Dia teny anankiefatra no azo amitinana anazy.
Creation,
famoronana.
That's the first word.
Zay ny teny voalohany.
Creation.
Famoronana.
God created.
Andriamanitra namorona.
The second word.
Dia ny teny faharoa.
Is the fall. It's.
Dia ny fahalavona.
When sin came into the world.
Rehefa tonga tamin'izao tontolo izao ny fahotana.
It's when things got messed up.
Hoe lasa nikorotana daholo ny zavatra rehetra.
The third word.
Dia ny teny fahatelo.
Is redemption.
Hoe fananganana indray.
Redemption is what we see at the cross.
Dia fananganana dia hitantsika ao amin'ny hazo fijaliana.
But redemption isn't the end of the story, it's the central point.
Fa ivo le teboka fotsiny le izy fa tsy fiafaran'ilay tantara.
The fourth word
is
restoration.
Dia ny famerenana milona.
And that brings us to the end of the story.
Ary izay no mahatonga antsika akany amin'ilay fiafaran'ilay tantara.
Working from past to present to future.
Hoe miasa manomboka tamin'ny lasa ny ankehitriny ary ho avy.
Creation.
Famoronana.
The fall.
Ny fahalavona.
Redemption.
Fananganana indray.
Restoration.
Dia famerenana milona.
And sometimes all we're interested in is, oh, redemption, I'm saved.
Dia matetika ny zavatra tena mampifantoka antsika sy mahaliana antsika dia ilay hoe fananganana, hoe vavonjy avy izany.
But God's doing something magnificent.
Fa nefa ny Andriamanitra manao zavatra tena mahagaga matalanjona.
He is actually bringing things back into his government.
Hoe averiny ho amin'ny fitondrany daholo nefany a ny zavatra rehetra rehetra.
So let's look at the first word, creation. There's a Hebrew word that sums up Genesis 1 and Genesis 2.
Ao amin'ny Genesis voalohany sy Genesis faharoa dia misy teny Hebreo anankiray izay mamintina ny zavatra rehetrarehetra.
The first two chapters of the Bible.
Ilay toko anankiroa voalohany ao amin'ny Baiboly.
They tell us about God's creation.
Tantara amintsika ny momba ny hoe Andriamanitra mamorona izy.
And every time God made something, he said, it is good.
Ary tamin'ny zavatra rehetra nataon'ny Andriamanitra dia nilaza hoe tsara daholo izany zavatra.
And the Hebrew word that sums it up is the word shalom.
Ary ny teny Hebreo mamitina an'izay dia ilay hoe shalom.
Shalom is more than peace.
Ny shalom dia mihoatra lavitra ny hoe fiadanana fotsiny ihany.
To a Hebrew, the word shalom was a rich word full of meaning.
Ao amin'ny teny Hebreo dia ilay teny hoe shalom dia tena manankarena voabolana be mihitsy.
Someone explained it like this: nothing missing, nothing broken.
Hoe misy olona nanazava an'ilay izy hoe tsy misy zavatra tsy ampy ary tsy misy zavatra simba. Zay zany dika ilay shalom.
Everything is as it should be.
Hoe ny zavatra rehetra dia araka ny tokony ho izy daholo.
It's working properly.
Izany hoe miasa araka ny tokony ho izy daholo ny zavatra rehetra.
It's growing healthy and strong.
Izany hoe mitombo salama tsara sady matanjaka.
Full of life, full of joy.
Feno fifaliana.
That's the word shalom. Nothing missing. Everything's complete. Everything that belongs is there. Everything's working the way it should. That's the way God created. God created and there was shalom. Everything was beautiful. Mankind could live with joy in the presence of his maker. Worshipping God and enjoying him. Do you realize how much of a half a picture you have? People come to church on a Sunday to worship. Oh God, I have to worship you because you're God. Oh God, I'm afraid of you because you're great. And many people come every Sunday because they feel like they have to. But you know what? That's only half the picture. Because if the fullness of shalom was there, you would so enjoy God that there is nowhere else that you would rather be. Nowhere else. And in fact, if God is so awesome to be with, then you wouldn't just worship him on Sunday. You'd find yourself worshiping on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. You wouldn't need a band and a venue, it would be in your heart. You see, the full shalom is not just us worshiping God, but it's us enjoying his presence. It's a powerful thing. Jesus didn't just die to get you to heaven. He died to get you back to a place of enjoying God. But if you have a legalistic view, then all the rules are just burdens on your back. You're just trying to do what God wants, but you don't really enjoy it. That's not the gospel. It's not how it's supposed to be. In creation, there was intimacy and fellowship between God and Adam. God and Adam used to come and walk together. Maker and creation in perfect harmony.
Ni voar sy ny pahary miara-mirona tsara ny fiarahana.
But then the fall came.
Dia nefa tonga ny fahalavona.
The enemy tempted Adam and Eve. And they reject, Adam and Eve rejected God's rule. And all of humanity has tasted the bitter fruit. Because since sin entered the world, we were born with an Adamic sinful nature. And we come into this world separated from God, with our back to him. Enemies in our hearts. And not just with God, but we fight with each other. We steal. We lie. We deceive. We trick people. We take advantage of people by telling them only half the story. We hurt one another. But it's not just that. It's worse. The land is hard. It doesn't rain enough or it rains too much. You work hard to try and grow something or earn a living. Because of Adam's sin, God said the land is going to be cursed. And you will live by the sweat of your brow. You will have to work hard to survive. And that's the state that mankind put themselves in. Because we rebelled against God. Shalom was broken. Gone. And that's the context that the Old Testament is written in. It's written into the context of a broken world. But the world was so broken, it didn't even know that it was broken at some point. People didn't even recognize their own sinfulness. They were arrogant. They simply didn't even know that they had wandered away from God. These guys need my keys. Sorry, I don't give my keys away easily. I look after my stuff. I thought they were trying to steal my laptop. Just kidding. Joking. So, the problem is, after sin, the world was so sinful that it didn't even know it. Can you see, people were actually proud and arrogant in their in being against God. And it's into that context that the Father so loved the world that He sent His only Son. The Father sent Jesus to redeem the world. While we were enemies with God. In other words, we were doing nothing. We were not earning favor with God. God was not pleased. It's because of love He came on a rescue mission. God didn't send Jesus because Israel was doing well. Israel was never doing well. Israel kept wandering away from God. And so the whole of mankind was at enmity with God, and God sent His Son. And this is the, so we've seen the creation was perfect, the fall messed things up. And And then Jesus came to do a work of redemption. And he came not just to rescue fallen sinners, but to redeem the world back to himself. It's interesting when they speak of Jesus. The Bible tells us he came to seek and to save what was lost.
Then by pull mresaka hoe tonga izy a mba hitady sy hamonjy izay efa very.
Jesus' own words.
Izay ilay teny Jesosy mihitsy izay.
The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Hoe ny zanak'olona ho tonga hitady sy hamonjy ny very.
Now the evangelist,
the new evangelist,
he says Jesus came to save the lost.
The words is hoe tonga Jesosy a anavitra ny izay very.
Lost people.
When you fear,
Jesus came to save you.
Where Jesus tunga amunje now.
But Jesus' statement is bigger than that. He says the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
When zanakulla wavi itadi si amunji ireo zai efa ver.
In Revelation,
awamni apokalipsi.
At the end of the story, Jesus says, I'm making everything new. It's when the new heaven and the new earth come. The new Jerusalem's coming down. And the declaration is now the dwelling of God is with man. I will be their God, they will be my people. The harmony is restored. The shalom is back again.
And
Jesus said, I'm making everything new. Now the grammar is very interesting. Because we're now looking at the restoration work that the redemption purchased. The restoration work involves making all things new.
Ny famerenana amin'ny de ahitana famonovana ny zavatra rehetra rehetra ho vaovaona fanavaozana ny zavatra rehetra.
Now this is spectacularly significant.
Hoe tena manandanja be, tena mahagaga be mihitsy ity zavatra ity.
Because God didn't say I'm replacing things, I'm throwing away one thing and I'm starting again.
Satria dia mantsy tsy niteny hoe ariko tany ny zavatra rehetra rehetra dia hanao zavatra vaovao indray aho.
No, he said I'm making all things new, I'm renewing. It's very significant. Because imagine this. God made a perfect world. And then by his trickery, the devil came and he messed it
up.
And imagine if the devil so messed up God's world. The devil stands there and says, ha ha, see what I've done. And then God has to say, yeah, I can't fix that. I'm going to throw it away. It's going to just be in the rubbish. It's gone. I'll have to start again. I'll have to make it over. And then he makes it over. That would imply the devil had a victory. That the devil got God to have to destroy and throw away something and start again. Now, do you think it's possible for the devil to get a victory? Can there actually be a victory over God? Can anybody overcome God? It's impossible. The devil is not able to even win one thing against God. Are you listening? So, what actually makes God so glorious is that after sin entered the world and after the devil messed things up, after Adam and Eve rejected God's authority, God said, oh, that, I can take care of that. That's not a problem for me. I can make it new again. I can heal it. I can fix its brokenness. I can restore it back to glory. And when you and I get to the end of time, when Jesus returns, the glory of God, the majesty of His work is that He restored what was broken. Then He didn't have to discard it and start over. So we see in the New Testament that creation itself is groaning. Looking forward to its redemption. And we see that God even redeems our bodies and raises us from the dead. Not even our physical bodies are discarded. And Jesus, who was fully God and fully man, rose from the dead in His body and ascended to heaven bodily, and the tomb is empty. And on the Monday, when you celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, you're actually celebrating a prophetic demonstration that God will actually restore all things. Even the physical stuff of this world, somehow God will restore it. That's why it's a new heaven and a new earth. Not just a new heaven. The future is not just heaven, but it's the restoration of all things. And so if this was God's goal all along, it has some very big implications. You know, God had always planned to restore everything. Jesus is described as the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world. Because God had always planned all along that in Christ He would work this redemption and restoration. So the good news of the Bible is not only individual forgiveness, but the renewal of the whole creation. And when you start to understand that, it changes the way you view the world.
It
also changes the way you view all of history. Because God has been working towards this goal from the very beginning. Before the Father said, "Let there be light," and began to create, before then he already knew he would send his son to die for us.
Talohan izay dia fantany hoe ana andefan zanalay izy ho fato antsika.
And so God had made this plan.
Ka Andriamanitra izany dia nanomana plan.
And he worked that plan into everything.
Ary tao anatin'ny zavatra rehetra rehetra dia izay plan izay foana no nifantohana.
And this plan of salvation is Jesus.
Ka io plan famonjena io dia Jesus.
And the cross is the way God effected it, the way he did it.
Ary ny hazo fijaliana no fomba hanaovany azy.
By sending Jesus into the world.
Ka tamin'ny fasan'ny Jesus teto amin'ity izao tontolo izao ity.
To take on flesh and become human.
Hoe lasa olombelona, lasa nitafinofo.
To live this perfect life.
Dia niaina fiainana tanteraka.
To die as a perfect sinless offering.
Dia maty mba ho fanatitra tsy misy kilema.
And that was always God's plan.
Izay ilay planin'Andriamanitra, izay foana ilay planin'Andriamanitra hatramin'izay.
And so we see God explaining it to us even in the Old Testament.
Kana ao Antigo Testamento taloha raha dia hitantsika hoe Andriamanitra manazava antsika an'izay zavatra izay.
When Adam and Eve sinned.
Rehefa nanoty Adama sy Eva.
Do you remember they tried to cover themselves with some leaves?
Tadidinareo ve hoe niezaka ny tafy ravina zareo?
Naked and they're ashamed.
Mitanjaka izy ary tena menatra.
And God looks at that and he says, "You can't cover your own shame."
Ary Andriamanitra rehefa nahita an'izany dia izy hoe tsy afaka mandrakotra ny fahamenaranareo fotsiny nareo.
And then he came with animal skins.
Dia tonga izy tamina volombiby.
You know the story in Genesis chapter 3.
Fantatrao tsara ny tantara ao Genesis toko fahatelo.
And 4 when you read about it.
Sy ny efa fahefatra.
So God was the first one to kill.
Dia Andriamanitra no voalohany hoe namono zavatra.
Before then, no one ate animals.
Talohan'izay zavatra izay trango izay a tsy misy olona nihinana biby.
Adam and Eve ate fruit and plants.
Voankazo a sy zava-maniry no hoanin'ny Adama sy Eva.
But there was no death, there was no shedding of blood.
Fa tsy nisy fandatsahan-dra tao amin'ny talohan'izay a ary tsy nisy famonoana.
But the Father came.
Fa tonga ny ray a. Dia izy no nanao an'izay asorona izay. Izy no namono an'ilay biby. Nisy rana latsaka.
He brought the skin and he covered Adam and Eve's shame.
Dia noentin'ilay hoditr'ilay biby a dia norakofany an'izay a ny fahamenaran'ny Adama sy Eva.
Do you know what that is?
Hitanao iza hoe iza ny zavatra resahan'izay zavatra izay.
Prophetic drama of Jesus.
Hoe sarisary ara-paminaniana momba an'i Jesosy.
Of Jesus coming to die.
Hoe Jesosy ho avy dia ho faty a.
So that we could have our shame, our sins forgiven.
Mba hahafahantsika, mba hahafahan'ny fahotantsika sy ny henatrantsika ho avelo.
Who took the initiative?
Iza no nandray ny inisiativa na nandray nanao an'izay voalohany.
The Father.
Ny ray.
God provided animal skin for Adam and Eve.
Andriamanitra nanomana volombiby ho an'i Adama sy Eva.
Later,
taorina kelin'izay,
we see God approach Abraham.
Dia hitantsika hoe Andriamanitra nanantona ny Abraham.
And he asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac.
Dia nangatahany hoe ho atolotra osorona Isaka.
At the last minute,
dia tamin'ny minitra farany,
the angel says, "Stop."
And
says, "Wait, there's a ram, there's an animal to sacrifice." God provided the sacrifice. Abraham had his eyes opened. God will provide the sacrifice. Isaac was saved. Abraham didn't kill him. The ram was put on the altar, the ram was sacrificed. Now in Galatians, it tells us that the gospel was announced in advance to Abraham.
Galatians 3 verse 8.
Galatians 3 verse
8. Ary satria hita ny soratra masina raha teo fa amin'ny finoana no hanamarinana an'Andriamanitra ny jedrisy dia nitory ny filazantsara tamin'ny Abrahama raha teo izy nanao hoe aminao no hitahinany firenena rehetra.
Read through to verse 11.
Vakinaka hatramin'ny andinin'ny faharaika ambin'ny folo. Ka dia izay amin'ny finoana no tahiny mba amin'ny Abrahama ampino, fa izay rehetra amin'ny asan'ny lalàna dia eo ambanin'ny fanozonana. Fa voasoratra hoe voahozina izay rehetra tsy maharitra mankatòa ny zavatra rehetra voasoratra ao amin'ny bokyn'ny lalàna. Ary hita marimarina fa amin'ny lalàna dia tsy misy olona hamarinina eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra fa ny marina amin'ny finoana no velona.
So what Paul says to us is in Galatians is Abraham understood the gospel.
Ny zavatra resahan'ny Paoly ato amin'ny Galatianina dia hoe Abrahama nahazo natakatra tsara ny filazantsara.
And he was saved by faith.
Ary novonjena izy a tamin'ny finoana.
He was saved because he believed God.
Novonjena izy a satria nino an'Andriamanitra.
And it was credited to him as righteousness.
Ary noisana ho fahamarinana ho azy zay.
Abraham had this revelation.
Nahazo an'io fanambarana io Abraham.
It's interesting, he didn't even know the name that the Savior would have. Abraham didn't even know he would be called Jesus. But Abraham knew this. God will provide the sacrifice. He was set free. The promise would be fulfilled.
Ary nitaterahana ilay teny fampanantenana.
Because of God.
Noho ny amin'Andriamanitra.
Not because of Abraham.
Tsy hoe noho ny Abrahama.
Now the amazing revelation Abraham had.
Dia ny fanambarana ny mahagaga azo ny Abrahama.
Paul calls that the gospel being announced to Abraham.
Dia ny zavatra lazainy Paoly momba an'izay dia ilay hoe ny filazantsara nambara ny teny mialoha tamin'ny Abrahama.
And he goes on to say that the law cannot justify anyone.
De tuizan le izy hoe ny lalàna tsy afaka tsy misy olona afaka ho amarinina avy amin'ny lalàna.
The righteous will live by faith.
Fa ny marina ny olona marina dia ho velon'ny finoana. Ny marina amin'ny finoana no ho velona.
This tells us something.
Mitantarantsika zavatra anankiray le izy.
Do you expect to see Abraham in heaven?
Manantena ve ianao hoe ahitany Abrahama any an-danitra?
I do.
Zaho ve?
Do you expect to see Moses in heaven?
You know manatena hitan'ny Mosesy any an-danitra?
I do.
Yes, ako manatena.
Do you expect to see Elijah in heaven?
You know manatena hitan'ny Elisa any an-danitra?
I do.
Ako manatena an'izay.
These guys are called the Old Testament saints.
Reny olona reny a dia natsoina hoe olomasin'ny testamenta taloha.
They were saved by the work of Christ on the cross. If the cross stands here as the central point, if we go right into the past, before Jesus was born, right back to Noah and
Abraham,
if anyone was ever saved,
raha misy olona voavonjy tany amin'izany a,
they were not saved because of the law.
Dia tsy voavonjy zareo satria noho ny amin'ny lalàna.
They were not saved because of anything they did.
Tsy voavonjy zareo tamin'ny zavatra izay nataony zareo.
They were saved because they believed God will provide the sacrifice.
Fa voavonjy zareo satria nino hoe Andriamanitra indray androany anolotra fanatitra.
They believed that God would atone for their sins, and that faith was credited to them as righteousness.
Nino zareo hoe Andriamanitra anome fanatim-pampinoana pahatezerana dia ny fahamarinana ho azony zareo izay.
Most of them didn't even know the name of the Savior.
Ny ankabeazany zareo dia tsy nahalala koa hoe iza ny anaran'ilay mpamonjy.
But they looked forward to the Messiah. They looked forward to the one God would send to save them. And they were saved by faith. On this side, all of history after Jesus, you get saved exactly the same way. But God provided the sacrifice. Jesus died for our sins. So this means throughout all of history, there's only been one way to be saved. Jesus, by the work of the cross. So the Old Testament looked forward to the cross, and since Jesus came, we look back to the cross.
But there is
no other salvation. Not law, not works, not religion, not how good or how bad you are. It's faith in the work of Jesus on the cross. There is no other salvation. So you have a lot in common with David and Moses, Abraham, and Isaiah, and everyone who believed. Because we are all believers in the same work. One theologian puts it this way. He looks at the Bible and he divides it in half. And he looks at the whole of the Old Testament. And he says, promises made. That's how he describes the Old Testament. Promises made. Who made the promises? God. He said to Abraham, I will bless you.
That
was his promise. You will have many offspring. But through one of them, through Jesus, all nations will be blessed. And God makes promises in the Old Testament. You can read in Jeremiah 31. Or Ezekiel 37. Israel keeps backsliding. Israel keeps wandering away from God. They can't overcome their sinfulness. And God says, I will give you a new heart. And I will put a new spirit in you. He's making promises. What do we see happen at Pentecost? God pours out his spirit. Peter says, this is what Joel foresaw. Now you must be born again. God will put a new heart and a new spirit in you. All the promises of the Old Testament are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. The whole of the Old Testament is God declaring what he's going to do in Christ. And then the New Testament is a declaration that God kept his promise. You ask, what about the law? You can can read Romans and Galatians.
Afaka mamaky anao ny Galatianina sy ny Romanina.
And you'll see that the law was given to lead us to Christ.
Dia afaka ho hitantsika hoe lalàna dia nomena mba hitondrantsika, hitarika antsika ka any amin'i Kristy.
The law was simply put into place to reveal our sinfulness.
Hoe napetraka ny lalàna mba haneho ny mahampanotantsika.
The law was never able to justify.
Fanlalana de tsy afaka nanamarina sika mihitsy.
The law cannot make you good.
Ary lalana tsy afaka ny atonga na ho tsara.
The law just shows you your sinfulness.
Fanlalana de maneho anao fotsiny ny mahampanotanao.
So you know why God gave the law?
Ka fantatrao ve hoe maninona ny nomen'Andriamanitra ny lalana?
To show our need for Jesus. We come to the law, we try to obey the law, we fail. Eventually we are broken, we say, God, we cannot do it. Save me, Jesus. I need your forgiveness. That's how the law fits in. Now, Jesus fulfilled the law. We obey it because we love God. Not to earn any righteousness. Because no one is justified by the law. All of salvation, the whole of the story, it's all about Jesus. From the beginning to the end, God wanted people to be saved. And God provided the way. And not just to save people, but to redeem all things back to Himself. To restore everything into shalom. And so when Jesus comes back, we will see the glorious end of this process. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that we can see something of the grand plan that you had all along. That you've planned not just to save us, but to redeem all things and make all things new. We look forward to a new heaven and a new earth. Where even we are resurrected. And our bodies are transformed. And we can dwell with you. In covenant fellowship. And enjoy you. As we worship you. For your glory. Amen.
Amen.